The United States has signaled an open-ended military presence in Syria as part of a broader U.S. strategy to prevent the resurgence of the Daesh terror group. In a speech at Stanford University, the U.S. Secretary of State said Washington's military and diplomatic presence in Syria is crucial to the U.S. national interest. Rex Tillerson added that the Trump administration's new Syria strategy largely involves an increased diplomatic action with emphasis on a political solution to the crisis. The top U.S. diplomat, however, made it clear that Washington would work diplomatically towards the ouster of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad from power. He also called for closer cooperation with Russia to avoid conflict in the de-escalation zones in Syria. Joining us live now from San Francisco is Scott Bennett, who is a former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer. Scott, what do you make of the U.S. essentially saying that it'll be in Syria for the long haul?
Well, I think it is a profound mistake, and I think it runs contrary to the U.S. Constitution, and it certainly runs contrary to the desires of the American people. That recent snafu where Donald Trump was quoted as saying, why are we letting so many people from, you know, S-hole countries into America? That same question should be asked, why is America in so many countries without any mandate in violation of the United Nations rules on sovereignty of nations? Why is the American soldier being put at risk, being killed, being maimed for these reckless, illegal military adventures from Libya to Syria to Afghanistan to Iraq? All of that has been a dismal waste. All of it was part of a false flag attack on 9/11, and it's proving itself to be the greatest crime that the United States should be held to account for in a Nuremberg hearing. So Rex Tillerson is in a world of fantasy when he thinks that the American people are going to tolerate an endless American presence in the Middle East. And it is, I think it's going to result in a civil war in America. We already see it starting to break up the country and movements like the New California Movement and others. America is a country that is starting to really break apart. And it's because of things like this. Nobody in America wants these endless wars. So Rex Tillerson's statement is in violation of the United Nations. It's in violation of all of the rules of national sovereignty, and I don't think Russia, Iran, and Turkey are going to allow it. I think with Russia assuming a locus of power as the leader in that area, bringing together Iran and Turkey in a negotiated settlement of the Syrian conflict, they are isolating and ejecting the United States. And one other thing that Tillerson said, he is threatening complete economic isolation from Syria. Well, that is precisely what has caused all of the Syrian migrants to invade Europe. So every European should ask, are we better off now because of the U.S. sanctions on Syria that have caused all these refugees to flood our nation and cause all sorts of civil turmoil? It wasn't the Russians who did that. It wasn't the Iranians who did that. It wasn't the Syrians who did that. It was the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Israel with its economic sanctions on Syria that have caused a lot of the disturbances in Europe. So I think Europe is also going to be inclining away from that U.S. position.
Okay, Scott, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.